Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, environmental and conservation groups tout the Endangered Species Act as a huge success, while opponents of the law point to a very low species recovery rate and added restrictions to landowners as reasons to reform the law. And that's exactly why a U.S. senator from the West has unveiled legislation to do exactly that. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso has released a draft version of a proposed reform bill that takes aim at making recovery efforts more transparent. I talked with Senator Barrasso, who said the legislation is designed to improve the act's success by seeking more input from states on species recovery.
Well, when it comes to the Endangered Species Act, really the status quo is not good enough. For far too long, species have remained on the list without, you know, any real focus on recovery. And I think we need to do a lot more than just keep listed species on life support. We need to get them recovered and then off the list. So what we've seen is a bipartisan group of governors led by Governor Meade from Wyoming working together all across the West, the Western Governors Association, so Republicans and Democrats, who've recommended some changes to the law.
And you can read more about his legislation by visiting us online at aginfo.net. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.